Hello, I am Amanda Wacker.
Hola, I am Lenise Castro.
Swadiha, I'm Asal Malikpua.
And we are the Triplicates. Welcome to the first of our second season of the Triplicates podcast. We are three first-gen women of color finishing... Oh, whoa, we're not finishing anything. We are just getting started on our second year of being grad students at the University of California, San Diego.
Yeah. Woo. And with Lenise repping the UCSC sweatshirt. Yes. Look at that.
I forget how animated Amanda is. Anyways, last season, we ended with our big lab reveal and also gave some tips and tricks about how to go through rotations and just generally get through your first year of grad school.
And in this episode, we'll be talking about summer school and our first year exam.
Okay, let's start with talking about being in grad school in the summer. What is that like? Friends, what did you do all summer?
I think it was funny. One of my friends from undergrad was like, when do you get a summer break? And I was like, that's funny. That is funny. Very funny. Very funny.
I feel like it was like work. Yes. Because you just go to lab like every day or you like do something related to your research. So I guess that particular transition from industry coming into grad school was not like... so like different for me. But like Lenny said, when my friends were like, oh, can I come visit? Can we go do this and that? I would just like, but I have work. I'm so confused. How do I do this?
And you know what's weird? They never tell you that. And like never was I told by like administration or anything like, hey, you need to just be in lab all summer. It was just kind of like, oh, everyone else is in lab all summer. I guess I'm supposed to be in lab all summer, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Asama said, I woke up every day. I went to lab every day. My lab kind of is operating on new PI from Harvard Energy. So he's, so he's like, oh, I just kind of wonder expect who that is. You guys to be here from 9 to 5. And I've been trying to make it known that I will not be in lab after 4 p.m. just generally. So that was me all summer slowly like pushing back the time that I leave or pushing forward, I guess, the time that I leave so that I get a little bit more time to go to the gym and make breakfast. No, breakfast. Make dinner.
Go surfing.
Well, yeah. Sometimes. But mostly.
We didn't go surfing as much as I thought we would. But maybe that's because we were in lab all day.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like the weekends, there's just a lot of people, so I don't want to go surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And then after working in a lab all day, like, I don't want to go surfing either because it's like.
Yeah.
A process to get out there, but
it's a whole workout.
It's a whole thing. But like, if a group is like, let's go surfing, I'll be like, okay, yeah, the group wants to go, we'll go.
Yeah.
So yeah, so summer school, lab, mostly surfing sometimes. Lenise?
Yeah, I am less operating on a new PI from Harvard Energy and more on a junior PI who is stressed about applying his own grant. So he's like, y'all do your own thing, but just make sure you get stuff done. So it was kind of just on my schedule. I would go to lab. Usually I'd try to schedule it so that me and my lab could go to lunch every day, which is
that's
really
very
nice.
So cute. I can see them.
Thank you. Yeah, we go to lunch about the time everyone's done with experiments or has an incubation. We did take very long lunches. But you know what? We got stuff done. Yeah. So was that.
I think it's all about being efficient. Like, you don't need to be in lab all day if you know how to plan your day. There, like, when things are incubating, oh, I can be doing something else while this is sitting here for 20 minutes at room temperature. You know, like, we can be multitasking.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to share about your experience during the summer?
I would say like pretty much the same as y'all. Okay. And also like my mom was visiting and like a couple of friends from like college were visiting. So I feel like my like time management and like, you know, creating like a plan for the week and like making sure that, like Lenny said, like get all the things that I want to do done, but still like have that balance of, hey, like here are the people who like love you and want to see you. And like, here's how you're going to like live a little bit because you're not going to... Well, okay, so my birthday recently just passed. So now I'm like, okay, work-life balance. Like, I can't just spend my, like, the rest of my 20s, like, being indoors. So I've been able to go on, like, hikes. We went kayaking in the ocean.
Lenny flipped immediately.
I did.
There was a big wave.
Right.
Yeah. So overall, I feel like I got to explore more, which is, like, always fun. And I have the sunglasses tan to prove it, which is, like, you know, hard evidence.
Yeah. Similar. Well, I'm very close to home, so I was able to go home relatively often. I already know that I'm going to go home a lot less now that the fall has started. The boyf does not live in the same area.
Is this the first mention of the boyf?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
So it was nice to kind of just see him here and there, meet his family. Big moves. Oh, I know.
La familia.
La familia. He met my lab. That was cool.
Oh, wow.
I know.
He also met your family, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess my lab family.
Your lab family.
It was also, so when I started my started in the lab after my rotation, I worked on a project that was not relatively new to me because it was related to my rotation project. But recently I've started on a new project. So it's nice kind of getting the taste of working on multiple things at the same time and trying to balance them out. It's a work in progress, but I think I'm finding a balance slowly but surely.
Okay.
Wow. Do you think two will be like a sustainable number as things get like more busy, or I don't know, like things change throughout the quarters? Because I'm also trying to figure that out with like teaching and going to class. I just want to make sure I do them well.
Yeah. I think they're related enough for me to be able to balance two. I think like if I were working in a model system that took longer periods of time of waiting, it might be even easier. I know our postdoc did mouse work. So it's like, she was like, oh, I'll pick up this project, let them do their thing, and then pick up this other project while they do it. Since I only work in tissue culture, everything feels very fast paced sometimes. Yeah. So it's kind of just planning out things well, working with time management, being like, oh, I need this gene for this project from AdGene, so let me work on this other project while I'm waiting for that to be synthesized and come in kind of thing.
Are they sponsoring this?
No, I wish. AdGene, hello.
Also, IDT.
Hello.
Hit us up. I got a lot done during the summer with like no classes. Now that classes started up, it's like 3 hours in the middle of the day that I'm just not in lab. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a lot Tuesdays and Thursdays.
But you can have lunch with me.
I do. I did have lunch with Lanice. Asama was, I guess, TA.
Yeah.
During that time. Did you TA Tuesday and Thursday?
Yeah. So I have my classes are Tuesdays and Thursdays during prime lunchtime.
Yes.
But I also have discussion sections that I have to schedule. So I'm basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday doing things related to school, teaching, helping students, which is like, honestly, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because like it's such a privilege to like being able to train, to like learn how to teach people. Mm-hmm. And the professor that I'm working with, Georgia Perino, is actually a teaching professor. So she shared a lot of like study tips, and like you can really tell that she cares about teaching because this is her job. So I feel really lucky. But yeah, it's a big adjustment because before it was just like me rotating and me like going through my first year class. But now I'm like, what do I know about microbiology?
What do I know?
How do I explain this concept that maybe, you know, only makes sense in my head? Yeah, okay. So it's a good challenge.
I know that I started this by mentioning lunch and then digressing into tea.
Okay.
But I think we're getting ahead of ourselves because we
haven't talked about the biggest thing of the summer.
True.
Thank you for sharing all of our experiences during the summer and even a taste of what second year is like.
Mm-hmm.
But a first year experience would be nothing without a first year exam. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Asama, would you like to explain a little bit about what our first year exam entails here at UCSD?
Yeah. So our program had a sort of like curriculum revamp a couple years ago where generally if you are talking to your friends or someone you know in their PhD program, the first year exam might be like big question, write essays to solve them or like suggest idea for whatever. But for us, I think it's really neat that our first year exam is a grant proposal format. So by the time that we're writing and like submitting our proposals, all of us have joined a lab or like have already joined from like a couple months ago, started thinking about stuff, working on preliminary data, all that. So I think it's really cool that we get to put all of this together in a way that is sort of like the NSFGRFP format, where you write out your background, what your plan is, what your aims are, what are your backup plans, how's your broader impact. And you get to make really cool figures that I think I had a really good time like just trying to figure out, okay, like with this limited amount of space, like do I want to show my data? Do I want to draw a model? Do I want to draw my experiments? So to me, I approach it as a creative process. And also, it was a really good opportunity to work with, you know, your new home lab or your advisor on something that means so much to you that you're just at the beginning of it, but you can already tell like what your working relationship will be like.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. So just to like break down specifics, we had a 2-page mm-hmm. proposal, kind of like NIH specific aims kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And then we had a 1/2-page statistical plan to incorporate our biostatistics that we've learned over the year. We had a 1-page figure showing like the schematic of how we wanted to do things, either like preliminary
yep,
I data would do that too. Or I used projected data because I had no preliminary data, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then maybe some alternative to like if your hypothesis doesn't work, what is going to maybe happen instead, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's mm-hmm. also, aside from that, like 16 bioinformatics questions that we had to do. But I think that was, it felt very separate from the proposal. Like the questions were all the same for everybody, but everyone kind of wrote their own thing for the proposal.
Yeah, which I think is like a good review because a lot of people took bioinformatics like first thing when they got here. Mm-hmm. So in the fall, like in the winter. So I found the exercise of going through my old notes or like figuring out how to use certain databases or like how to best like approach bioinformatics problems was like a good recap of, okay, here are the things you're supposed to know.
Yeah. And you know what? I can make a great GG plot now.
Yeah.
I can GG plot it up. You know what I mean?
I saw this tweet the other day. They were like, the GG in GG plot stands for good grief.
Oh, no.
I think it's so fun, though. I don't know. There's something so cute about a GG plot. It's just the aesthetics are there. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about the proposal? Like, what did you write about? Was it hard? Start there.
I do want to like add in disclaimer though, that while our program has put a lot of focus on learning methods and building a toolbox to then be able to propose this on paper, not all programs do it this way. Some programs, their curriculum requires you to take classes on like biochemistry and other classes.
Other classes we wouldn't know. Yeah. We're not required to take them.
Yeah. And you take math. Like an actual exam on these subjects to make sure that you understand how to solve problems using what you learned.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed, like Osama said, writing out a proposal. And I now feel a lot more confident in my writing. But with that, yes, Amanda, back to your question.
Thank you.
What did you write?
Yeah. What did you write?
What did I write? I'm asking you.
Oh, what did I write?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Thank you. So my lab has no previous projects for me to pick up on. So I actually spent a lot of time before this reading like a lot of papers.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't think I'm allowed to say.
Okay.
Exactly
I don't know.
What.
I don't want to get scooped.
Let's not do that.
But I am using DNA origami to look at an enzyme. So I did a lot of research into like that particular enzyme and a lot of like enzyme kinetics, what kind of like fret studies have been done, looking at like the X-ray crystallography structures that they have so far and predicting what would it do to this DNA origami thing that I'm making.
What it do?
Yeah, so that's what I did. And yeah, I actually did have a lot of fun making the figures. Also,
your figures were so cool.
Like, thank you.
Because you're, of all of us, like, you're more of the biophysics and integrating a bunch of like disciplines.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying it. I'm a little psyched out still about the math, like, but I think we'll get when I start doing data analysis, we'll really have to like get into it. But I think it'll be okay. I can do anything, so I'm not worried about it. But
girl boss,
yes.
Girl, I thought girl wasn't a
shoe. Yeah, well, that's why they what is it? Girl boss gatekeep, gaslight girl boss gatekeep, girl boss gaslight gatekeep. One of them. It's the TikTok trend. yeah, Lanice, what did you write about in like generally?
Generally, is it I wrote a new about
project? Is it your rotation project? Like,
yeah. So it's stemming from. From published work, where Dr. Brian Sue, that's also another fun thing about the summer is that sometimes you get to see people from your lab graduate. So recently, someone did graduate from the lab and he had published work on NLRP1 and how it is a host protein that can be cleaved by viral proteases to then.
She's getting specific out here.
Well, but it's published work.
Okay, true.
Yeah. Which will produce an immune response. So basically, the protein NLRP1 isn't the only one potentially of its kind. There's things that look like it. And so I focused on looking at these other proteins and seeing if there's something cool going on there too.
Cool.
And yeah, that's mostly what I worked on in very general terms because I would also like not to be scooped. Thank you very much.
Wait, I have a more broad general question.
Okay. Yeah.
So you went very specific, which is like cool because published work. But say if someone's listening and they haven't, you know, follow along with our season one, like what is like the theme of your lab for Amanda and Lenny's too? Okay. Like a general, like big.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. I'll go first. Okay. So my lab, we do, this sounds scary. We do single molecule biophysics, which just basically means we look at the physics of single biological molecules. So those tiny things move and we look at how they move and how they work.
Nice.
Yeah, that's me.
That's fun.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Someone asked
and
you.
Then Matt, I think I would say our lab is virologists, but looking at this intersection between the host and the virus is the pathogen we mostly focus on. Mm-hmm. So it's looking at what we like to call an arms race. Basically, the virus and the human proteins are trying to outsmart each other, even though viruses don't have brains, but still, that's what it really feels like.
Okay.
And the virus is trying to escape the immune system and the host is trying to alert the immune system being like, there's a virus here. Mm-hmm. And so there might be sites of genetic conflict where you could tell that it's going or it used to be going back and forth. And what our job is looking at the result of this back and forth and trying to pinpoint areas of interest and being like, okay, so what happened here and how has either the host or the virus evolved to alert the immune system or escape the immune system, respectively?
Are y'all like historians, but for viruses?
It really feels like that, though. Okay. Yeah, I've never thought of it that way.
Is it evolutionary something? Isn't evolution like the history of
evolutionary virologists?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
want to put words. Evolution feels history-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like an archaeologist, like I'm trying to find where the things are. Yeah, I guess so.
Dang. A viral archaeologist.
A new review.
Okay, new title. Twitter headline.
But yeah, so that's basically the theme of my lab.
Okay.
So now we've answered, Asama, generally speaking, what did you write on? And
what is
the theme
of
the lab? Yeah, so the theme of the lab is we're trying to understand the innate immune response in after it's encountered a virus. So kind of similar to what Lenise was talking about with host pathogen interaction, because on the virus side, they want to get in, replicate, live its being. But then on our side, we're like, that's kind of rude because you're living here rent free. So
truly, I've never
truly
yeah. explained that. So way. We're like, okay, that is rude. We need to get to the bottom of this. So our virus of interest is influenza A virus, which is interesting because it's been around for like 400 years.
Wow.
And we still have the flu.
Yes.
And a part of the reason why is because the genetic makeup of the flu is very interesting and complicated, but also flexible. It allows it to pick up different things from like different types of flu and all that. It's super interesting to me. So in general, I wrote my first year exam on how the genome makeup or like the architecture may be responsible for letting influenza create all sorts of variation that has escaped our treatment in the last 400 years. This is a big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also it's flu season. Get your flu shots.
Oh, yes. I was going to add love that too.
Yes.
Don't be prick at pricked. Moving on.
Oh, whoa. That's funny. okay.
Yes.
I kind of heard from you guys while you were explaining that you like did think it was helpful to think about your project in depth. I also agree. But is there anything that you would have done differently? Like, would you have started earlier? Maybe spent more time on one section, less time on another? What do you think?
I think I would have started later.
Later?
So, okay. So I was in this weird position where I'd been in the lab for like quite a while by the time I had to do my first exam because I had joined by fourth rotation. I think I wrote essentially two proposals because as I was writing my first, I got new data.
Oh, I see.
And I had to not write an entirely different proposal, but definitely shape it in a different lens because...
Under the lens.
Yeah.
LOL.
Under the lens, yeah. Follow me on Twitter. Anyways. and... Because the data that I got wasn't what I was expecting. So
truly couldn't be me.
Yeah, sorry. I'm working on tons of, like, I'm not the first in the lab. So I do have data from others in the lab to kind of work on and build off of when I joined. So although it was definitely, even though I had a kind of change as my project grew during the time of writing, it was filled with learning because I also realized that I have to be flexible in the way I write and the way I decide to frame my writing.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be a rigid story the entire time. Mm-hmm. It is a story that is being written day by day as I do experiments.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
She's saying she gets results every day.
No, I don't.
Again, I don't. Could not be me.
My PI wishes.
Stop.
Okay, what about you, Asama? Did you do anything differently?
Would I do anything differently? Well, I also started very early because
could not be me.
Because that's how I like pace myself so I don't get like overwhelmed. Would I do anything differently? I think I would have benefited from maybe do more of like a general literature search of, in my field, what are some stats that people really run? Because honestly, I did do my reading and I like search for like all the like different type of or similar type of experiments that I was doing or like from the labs that we know are working on similar problems, and they're not doing biostats. So I was just like, okay, should I like theoretically come up with something from class that I think would be the best way to make sure that all stats check out?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're like not sure if people in the field are doing their stats or like which stats are appropriate for your study.
Right. And I'm not saying that they're like bad scientists or anything.
Yeah.
Like I look at their data and I think it checks out. It's just that like they're not confirming their experiments using like a whole separate like set of stats experiment.
Right.
It's already like built in into like their code or like whatever software they're doing.
Yeah.
So I think I had a bit of a hard time trying to figure out like, okay, am I proposing something that is realistic? Are people doing this? Mm-hmm. Or does it just look good on paper?
Okay. I see.
Yeah. But overall, like that portion was very, it went like very smoothly. So I like, I'm sure I didn't like mess up, but
yeah,
I would have liked to know.
Yeah.
Actually.
I mean, you passed, right?
Yeah.
So we're chilling.
We're chilling. Yeah. What about you, Amanda?
Yeah, that is a great question. Thank you for asking.
It's your question.
Oh, wow. yeah. So I don't know. I did a lot of reading and maybe I should have started writing a little bit earlier, but also I think I had 8 versions because my PI looked at it so many times. Maybe he didn't need to look at it so many times. We went through, he told me he doesn't listen to this podcast. So
this is the season he listens.
He said, I know. Well, he was like, I respect your privacy. It's like your kind of journal to, you know, I was like, okay, thanks. Like, but we went through like sentence by sentence, my entire proposal at one point. And I was there till like 7 p.m. And I was like, bro, I want to go home. Like,
so you would not like your future writing experience to be sentence by sentence? Like, how did you
I think the sentence by sentence is maybe inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
But it was maybe necessary at that point. You know, like, I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting this time around since it was like our first proposal to like hearing you.
Yeah.
We definitely find out what type of editors our PIs
are.
Or how they want to write.
Yes.
That was at times enlightening and at times frustrating.
Yes.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. Well, I think this is just who my PI is. Like we're submitting an abstract to something and we went through it word by word.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Like, is this the word we want to use? But I think it's important. Mm-hmm. We were just trying to make sure that we were, because it's like the first time we're writing about this work. So it's, there's nothing to really base it on. And we're like, okay, are we explaining what our purpose is correctly? Like, are we really giving the audience like how we're like framing this the right way? And like, we want to make sure we choose the right words so that they receive it the way we want them to receive it. I'm doing experiments to establish a method. Like, it's different than being like, oh, this protein does this. It's like, we're trying to illustrate like a bigger concept. So it's a little bit more explanation and more imagination and, you know, a little more sprinkling stuff on there. But yeah, we'll see. My NSF, I don't think we need to go sentence by sentence this time. But I'll let you know. It's still on his desk, so I'll let you know.
I have a tangential question, actually.
Sure.
For maybe someone is not like familiar with like, what's it like to start in a new lab? Like you keep mentioning you don't have like preliminary to work off on. Like,
yes.
And then Lenise has. Well, maybe like because your project is like a fresh new idea.
Yeah.
But then like different labs have like different levels of that. So can you sort of like walk us through like generally like when someone becomes a professor, like what do they bring with them from their like previous training? Like how does it? You have to start everything from scratch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So with Pallav specifically, so he did his postdoc at Harvard in Xiaowei. I don't know what her last name is. He only refers to her by first name. So Xiaowei's lab.
Nice.
and so he did this DNA origami project using, he basically created a method to use DNA origami to track an image enzyme activity. So he brought that with him. And now we're basing our whole lab on creating DNA origami as a tool to look at different types of enzymes that do different things. So not just rotation, but like other stuff too. So we're just trying to expand that. So I don't have any preliminary data for like my specific enzyme. I do have his data from the Orbit, which is like the rotor is called Orbit.
Yes.
Yeah. So I do have some data from his Orbit experiments, but it's like 1.5 enzymes really. Like he did one in full and then he has some RNA polymerase data. So Paula brought that experiment with him. And that's what I'm working on.
Nice.
Great.
It's so cool though, because like once you know the methods and like how to look at certain problems and you can apply it to like different enzymes. And, like, I'm sure you guys have big plans.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really, that's my broader impacts.
Oh my gosh.
Are really to be you know, really revolutionize how people look at DNA interacting proteins and just give them a new method to, you know, answer their questions. So that's the goal. Give me 5 years.
Well, Osama, you're in a new lab too.
Yeah, new lab too.
Yeah, so we have published data from my PI's postdoc days, and there's a lot of like really interesting like trends or like black boxes to really like dig deeper into. So postdoc in the lab and I are sort of like taking two like main questions from those work, and my co-first grad student Allison Vickery actually is doing more of like exploring and discovering like new things. So it's at times feels like I don't know what the other person is doing from like a strategic or like bigger picture standpoint. It's like so exciting because we're like chasing after like three different problems at the same time, and like depending on what you're most excited about, like you could do that. So I feel very lucky to be able to like voice what I'm interested in and try to pursue that. But at the same time, there's no like real pressure to like solve this problem right now.
Yeah. Did you feel like, I really felt like I had a chance to choose my own adventure. Is that how you feel too? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And luckily before, like even rotating, I again, like worked before and like knew that I was drawn to like the questions where I'm trying to figure out like, what is it that a pathogen is doing, whether it's like a virus, a bacteria, or like anything, sort of like the villain. And I'm over there trying to see like, how is it getting away with this?
Okay.
So I think like communicating that early on was also helpful to all my rotation PIs to sort of like figure out what project would be a good fit based on like my motivation.
Sure. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Ask me.
Lanise, what's it like being in not a new lab?
It's great. No. For a long time. So I am in a not a new lab, but my PI is still junior faculty. So there's still like plenty of projects to kind of pick and choose. I don't think my PI will ever stop being excited, but the benefit the benefit of being in a junior faculty lab is I feel like he's just excited about a lot of things. And there's plenty of projects to choose from. It just so happened that I really fell in love with my rotation project and want to see it through and connect it to other things.
She's the L word.
Oh. I know. Love. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
And so yeah. It was nice to kind of just pick up where Amanda left off.
You're welcome.
And then continue that work.
I'll see you in the acknowledgement section.
Yeah. Yes.
Cute.
So, yeah.
So funny.
Okay. Yeah. Final verdict. Was it hard and was it helpful?
Was it hard? No, actually. I think it was just time consuming. But time consuming does not mean hard.
Yeah.
So yeah. And it was helpful. So
Osama.
I feel like it is as hard as you want it to be.
Yes.
You know, based on your preparation, based on whatever is going on in the lab or in your life during the summer, like you can have wildly different experiences.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
But luckily, similar to Lanise, I had joined the lab like a couple months earlier before I learned about this assignment. So I had the time to actually put together like a brief version of this proposal for like a different training grant. So we actually went through a grant writing process together that first time. And then the second time around, I was able to work off of that, add new data, think about things in a different way. So I would say that it got easier.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
I love that.
What about you, Lanise?
Was I stressed? Was I time consuming? Yes.
I can answer those questions.
Was it hard looking back at it? No, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Did I learn a lot? Yes. Do I feel more confident about my writing? Yes. So overall, great experience. Good talk. Okay, now we can plug our sponsors.
Okay. Sainted Factory is a Black-owned skincare brand that prides itself in providing natural, homemade products.
If you are a skincare buff and love to have the taste of luxury at home, On a university budget, these products suit those needs.
They have three scented exfoliating scrubs that are catered to help different skin conditions.
As you head into another school year, having a scrub that not only nourishes your body, but also helps you relax after long days are a must.
Yeah.
And now you can use our code TriplicatesPod10 for 10% off your order.
Yes, I love that.
And you can get them on statedfactory.com. You can also follow them on Instagram. Asama has the lavender rose. I did get the midnight honey. They're really cute. I use them a lot, so I would definitely recommend them. Treat yourself.
All right, so welcome back, everyone. We didn't go anywhere, but still, before we say goodbye, what is one thing you enjoyed this summer? Anyone?
Asama, would you like to go first?
One thing.
Okay, she said no thinking. Goes. Okay, I really enjoyed watching Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Monday, Tuesday, and now Tuesdays with my friends. I thought it was great, like, to have something to look forward to and just like everyone come together and have a laugh. We all bring snacks. We celebrate birthdays. We have a good time.
Some people bring dogs.
Yes, the dogs are really a plus. And yeah, I think I really felt like, oh yeah, this is my little community. And we like come together to share this experience together. And that really built strong over the summer. And recognizing also that we came together as a group to watch Bachelor. Or was it Bachelorette?
Bachelorette. We started with Bachelorette.
Started with Bachelorette. So, like, truly, like, this is us. It's just people in grad school that watch The Bachelor.
Yes.
Okay, Asama?
There's so many things. I'm trying to pick one. It's kind of hard. Well, I can't, like, copy Amanda and say, like...
You could.
No. You can pick two. But, like, fast.
Okay, I think like a theme is I'm really glad that I'm surrounded by like the friends and support system that I have because trust, grad school is hard. I just went through like my first year and there's so many things where like made me like doubt myself, my abilities or like whether or not I'm like, you know, a good friend or like, cause sometimes I just need my alone time and like the fact that like I had friends who like understood and just said like whatever you need, like no judgment was like really heartwarming and I just feel really lucky.
Oh, yeah. I think although I was friends with my lab during the year as well, there was many people that I became closer to during the summer, and just new friendships within our cohort and my lab. And new experiences. I would like to say that I did stand up on a surfboard this summer.
You did.
That was a big deal. Thanks to Amanda. And yeah, just seeing your guys' lovely faces all throughout it.
Cute. To round out the show, we are going to do some observations, run some statistics on our data. And like NBD, we are totally certified biostatisticians now that we've completed one quarter of biostats.
Our stats plan approved.
Yes, and successfully passed the stats portion of our first year exams. So what is the question of the week?
So the question of the week is how many PhD students in our study is ready for their second year?
No. I'm like, give me like two more weeks and then I'll be ready. But I feel like right now I'm still like, you ever like crash land onto a landing strip? Like that's how I feel right now. It's like, I knew I had to land, but like something wasn't right in the landing gear. And now I'm like, oh no, I have to take classes.
Oh no.
Yes. It's the getting to, cause I work not on campus. So, like, getting back and forth has been kind of a weird thing. And I haven't decided whether it's best to bike or just drive home and take the bus and then drive back and that. But, like, classes aren't going to be that bad. I am going to do science. Everything's going to be fine. So, like, maybe I am ready. It's going to happen. Let's do it.
Yes.
Asama?
No, I asked the question. You go first.
Oh. Okay, so the way my stress works is that we reach a pinnacle point where I'm like, And then I'm like, okay, wait, I can do this. I think I'm like almost there. So
at the pinnacle point, or almost at the I can do this?
I'm almost at the, like, I'm right in between. Like, I'm almost at the I can do this.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's going to be like a.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah. So like kind of. Okay. No, not a no, not a yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What are these halfway answers?
Okay. We'll say.
A schmedium?
A schmedium. Schmedium.
Am I ready for my second year? I mean, yeah.
I guess we have to be.
Yeah. I'm already in it.
Okay. I love it for you.
Yeah.
I love it for you.
It's and great.
Again, like, not to sound like an old sappy person, but
oh my.
I've waited a while to be at this point.
Aww.
Whatever happens, I'm sure, like I said before, I have my friends, my like support system.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll figure it out. Like, it's not just me in a bubble. So that is kind of like encouraging.
I really love that you take this so diligently. Like, I feel like I won't speak for Lanice. I will speak for myself. Well, it, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to speak for women of color. But I feel like I kind of am just running into it blind. So that's why I think I feel like I'm not ready, because I'm like not sure what is going to happen. But you're like, yeah, you know, like I really wanted to be here. Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know, the way you said it, you're like, yeah, like I've been waiting to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever waited to get to my second year of my PhD. You know what I mean? I was just like, let's go. Yeah. You know?
I was like, finish undergrad. What's next?
Stop. Yeah. Okay. Just anyways. So y'all know, they're joking. They're
not really
super dedicated. They're super smart. They are here. They want to be here.
I totally want to be here, but it's just like a different vibe.
Yeah.
It's okay. Miss Statistician.
Okay.
Can you run us our stats?
Technically, since I am a schmedium, mm-hmm. you're a no. You're a yes.
Okay.
50% of the PhD students in our study don't know if that's correct.
Did you just like split yourself? I feel like it's like a non what if you can't find it? It's like
inconclusive.
Yeah, it's inconclusive.
Oof. Yeah. We'll say 50%, but like not.
You take it how you want. You heard the answers. Come to your own conclusions.
Yeah. Interpret the data as you wish, but like repeat it if you have to.
Yeah. Get a larger sample size.
Mm-hmm,
maybe run a test to see what your sample size should be before you run
a
stats.
Power analysis.
Yes, a power very nice, analysis. Very nice. Maybe a little chi squared test. Whatever.
Hello, Pam.
Chi?
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, like, did I say
chi like a T? Anyways.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, so on that note, if there's anything else you would like to hear from us, just let us know.
And if you want to continue experience the chaos that is us in all the best ways, you can find us on Twitter or Instagram at triplicatespod. And you can email us at triplicatespod@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear. And if you want to support us a little bit, you can also support us on patreon.com/triplicatespod. And with that,
obrigada y ciao.
Gracias y adios.
Bye.
This was very nice.